Another question. The first time you heard Mr. Campbell sing, what did you think? Because, I mean, the first time I heard him sing, I went, holy crap. So how did you feel the first time you heard him sing?
Well, I think it's even more impressive when you meet him first. Because we, you know, I'd heard some demos they'd done. But really, what, you know, it wasn't until I met him at, we booked a rehearsal studio, you know, and the first time I met him was the first time we got into a room together to play. Wow. And, you know, he was very sort of unassuming, sort of, he was quite quiet. You know, I'm not a big guy. We're about the same size. So you don't expect that sound to come out of Phil. And so when, you know, when he starts singing, it's quite impressive. You know, I mean, I remember he started singing. I just was like, fucking hell, this is incredible. you know, he's a powerhouse. And at the same time, you know, he has an incredibly powerful voice. He's got quite a range, but it can be amazingly tender as well. You know, he's an impressive vocalist, and I think just that with the five of us in the room, with Phil singing, you know, we all got pretty excited, and you know, it wasn't long before we started talking about turning down our sort of day jobs, which was playing for other people, you know, playing in other bands as session players.
How important is the American audience for you guys?
Incredibly important. I think America is the country that you look to really, but it's the Holy Grail. If you can go over to America, you know, an awful lot of the music that we've listened to and has inspired us has come from America. So to go over to America and to play our music there and for it to be received in the way it has been so far, is incredible. You know, it's a great feeling. And the American audiences have been fantastic.